Have you ever had uninvited guests? Dr. Strangelove has, and still is having them right now. It's now a case of slugs in my kitchen, and the doctor has various methods of getting rid of the little perishers.
That's one way to deal with poo monsters, Mr. B. You flush them down the lavvy.
But they are sentient creatures, Dr. S.
Well, so am I. And I don't want them in the weirdery. You should see what the little gits did to my best suede flip-flops.
Oh, yes, I see they've set up a residence.
Yes, well, I won't be wearing those for a while. Ah, blasted thing! Die! Die!
Another slug?
They're not slugs, Mr. B. They're poo monsters. Living pieces of poo that leave slime and mess over everything they touch. They deserve to be splatted out of existence.
You're not going mad again, are you, Dr. S?
Why, no. What makes you say a thing like that?
Well, it's just that you're wearing 12-inch platform army boots, a pith helmet, and carrying a blowtorch.
Well, when you're cleaning out the kitchen, you should always be prepared. Just like in the Sprouts. Eggnog nog. Nog nog egg.
You were in the Sprouts?
Yes, but I had to leave suddenly.
What happened?
Christmas.
Oh, you didn't eat the Sprouts?
Nah, don't be so ridic. I left all the voraciously eager Sprout chomping to the demon granny of Hell Street, of which we'll be finding out more of later.
So I realise you're in a bit of a pickle.
No, that was the other day. I was doing some research into the Conservation Trust.
Oh, what happened?
They conserved me. 3 whole weeks I was, trapped in that oversized jam jar. But really, this isn't helping me much with finding a solution to the poo monster problem.
Beer traps!
Hey?
Slugs love beer. Why don't you lay down some bowls of beer in every corner of the house, and then when the slugs come along, they'll think, oh, great, free lager. And then they'll guzzle a bit, get drunk, and, you know, fall in.
Excellent!
Much kinder way of getting rid of them than stomping on them or flushing them down the loo.
I'm going to try it tonight.
Are you going to try it tonight?
Yes, I just said so, didn't I? You were obviously reading the wrong bit of script.
Oh, trousers.
Good night, dear. It's night time now. Good night, dear, I said. Oh, no! Not you again!
What is it, Dr. S?
The E-man's in my bed!
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, he's a bit big to flush down the loo.
Oh, just let him stay. He can join the party downstairs.
Hey? Party? What party?
Well, you're not going to like this.
Explain.
Well, you know how when I said it'd be a good idea to put beer traps down and then that'll get rid of the slugs?
Yes?
Well, it hasn't got rid of the slugs.
What? Don't they like the beer I put down for them?
Oh, yeah, they love the beer. In fact, they've told all their mates about it, and so that's why the party is on downstairs.
A poo monster party in my kitchen? The ruddy cheek.
Oh, the toilet's never going to take all that load.
Why? How many of them are there?
Hundreds. Thousands. I don't know, I lost count.
Oh, brilliant, Mr. B. We're meant to be kicking out the slugs, not inviting them in for a drink and a boondoggle. And you can shut up for a start. Come on, Mr. B. We're going to kick the whole lot of them out.
Careful. Don't want to be a bit of a party pooper.
That is not funny, Mr. B. Shut up. Right, Mr. B, arm yourselves. We're going downstairs.
Yeah, so I was just saying to me mates, like...
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I know I have a nice cosy house to keep in, like... Plus, they've got beer on now, so let's be having a party.
Yeah.
So I went round telling everyone I knew, party at the weedery. As much beer as you can guzzle.
Yeah.
And just as I planned, everyone's turned up. The whole house is heaving with slug trotty.
Yeah.
You don't say much, do you, Bob?
Right, everyone! Freeze!
Yeah, we are done. That's why I told Arthur to turn the heating up. Why must you have this place so cold and damp?
You're a poo monster, aren't you?
Oh, dare you.
Shut it! Me and Mr. B are heavily armed.
Yeah, what do you intend doing on with that half a dozen dummy arms?
What?
Well, Dr. Strangeglove told me to arm myself, so I did.
No, you nitwit! I meant grab some weapons! We must destroy these poo monsters that have taken up residence in my house!
Well, really, I must protest.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one thing for it.
Join in with the party.
No! Use your dummy hands and use them to squish these poo monsters.
Yeah. Oh, and what drink would you like, Mr. B?
I'll have a mushy pea pop, please, on the rocks.
Good choice, sir. Is he with you?
Die, hideous creature! Die!
No, never seen him before in my life.
Well, then if I don't know who he is, and you've not seen him, then he must be a gatecrasher.
Yeah.
We must chuck him out. And him. He's been eeing at me all night.
Oh, yes, you mean the E-man. Yes, he's annoying.
Mr. B, come on and help me destroy the poo monsters.
Sorry, Dr. S, this is my leisure time. I am supposed to be married after all.
What?
Why the heck I still spend the night round at your place, I do not know.
Yeah, you tell him, love.
I mean, just look at this place. It's absolutely infested with slugs.
It's disgraceful.
Well, there's only one thing to do now. Kick out the killjoys!
What? He doesn't mean me, does he, Mr. B? Die, foul pest! Die! Die! Hey, what are you doing? Let me go! Let me go! No, you're not chucking me outside! I said you're not chucking me outside! Don't you ever listen? Well, at least things couldn't possibly get any worse. Oh, no!
Hello, Dr. S. What are we doing outside? Do you know?
Trying to get back in, that's what. Maybe we should arm ourselves with salt bombs and blow the little perishers away.
Or maybe we could always phone the demon granny of Hell Street.
Why, does she eat slugs?
She loves them. She reckons they taste a lot like sprouts.
Remind me to change my Christmas menu then.
Will do.
Well, the demon granny certainly did a good job of clearing away those slugs.
Yes.
Pity she's now taken up residence.
Hello, Dr. S. Room for a little one.
What is it now, Mr. B?
I've been kicked out of my house.
Not the slugs again.
No, I've just had a row with Nixter. Apparently it was her turn to paint the cat. Or was it mine? Oh, I forget it then.
Still, we have nice, comfortable surroundings now, don't we? It's much less cold and damp than at the Weirdery.
Cardboard City?
Yeah, it's where all the discerning tramps go when they want to upgrade. The cardboard boxes here are all corrugated.
Oh, yes. And they have central heating.
Really?
Well, this newspaper.
Hang on. Be careful with that bit. That's mine.
Dr. S?
Yes?
It's your turn to put the E-man out. I think he's done a whoopsie.